Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everybody. This is actually Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, subbing in for Dee today. She is still in South Africa shooting, having an amazing time. But she will be back next week for next week's show, so do not worry. But I'm very excited to be with you guys today. Love being covering Dee's show because we always have a blast here. For those of you that don't know me, you can check me out at intuitionbynadia.com. Dee and I have been doing the work together for 20 years, really long time. We really developed the work all together in this great community. So we work a little bit differently. I tend to work a little more. If you have a specific question, that's great. If you want to ask me just for a general reading for you, I'm happy to do that as well. So I do both, whatever works for you. But it's all based in the same thing, which is about helping you manifest the life you want and helping you clear out and release and let go of whatever it is that's keeping you from getting what you want. That is my intention, as you know, is hers. So a couple announcements. So I just started doing audio downloads, guys, which are so much fun for me to do. And I think such a great way to stop repeating myself around the same issues. The two ones I have right now are they're only $30 for a 30-minute download, which includes a meditation at the end and a workbook that goes with it, one on attracting money and abundance and one on attracting relationships. Now, relationships could be life partner, but it could also be, friendships. It could also be positive work relationships. It's about attracting the right people into your experience. I'm really excited about those and I'm going to be doing more. I also do an energy update. So I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit today about the February energy update. If you want to subscribe, you can subscribe on my website, intuitionbynadia.com, and you can get them in your email so you can check it out. I always love reading energy updates from other people. So I started doing them because I feel like it's nice to know what's coming in and also to check your own intuition and be like, oh, I felt that, or that resonates with me. So for those of you that listened to my show yesterday, I'm sorry, it'll be a tiny bit redundant, but there's always something new you will get from listening to some things, like you hear something new. So talking about February and what's coming up. January to me is always this like transitional month from leaving the 2018, and now it feels like we're officially in 2019. It feels like there's a lot of breakdowns and breakthroughs going on right before we entered this month. It's almost like old energies, old ghosts, old pain, old physical things were coming up for a lot of people. And this is ready to be cleared out this month. This month is really this sort of, okay, I cannot take this old stuff with me anymore. And I need to accept that. And it's really this feeling of like, I got a rock on my back and I can either get it off or sit here with it on it and let it crush me. I mean, we're really at that place where we just don't have a choice anymore. I'm seeing a lot of sort of aggressive energy being processed on the planet. You're going to see this a lot on the planet as far as the weather is concerned, but also this sort of processing of the collective anger, the collective rage, the collective hostility that humanity has really had going on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. I mean, we're the most evolved we've ever been, and yet there's still racism, there's still hate crimes, there's still these horrible things. So we're really trying to go the other way right now. So if you find yourself in the place of anger, in the place of rage, you got to stop and look at where is this in me or what am I picking up on the collective right now? Because this is the energy we have to move through and shift, especially for ourselves. I always say, don't let work through your feelings. Don't let your feelings work you, right? Because it's really easy when, especially when we have something that's very triggering that hits us, maybe a childhood wound or something that's very familiar, it's like all of a sudden the feeling will take over and then you're done. So really trying to catch it early before you're too triggered. It's really about being the you you want to be this month. Think about the you that you want to be. How is it different than the you you are right now? Really maybe sitting down and being like, oh, you know, maybe what can I do? What resonates? Where do I see myself? Where I want to be? Let's say I'm abundant and I'm happy. What does that person look like to me? How are they different than the person that's sitting here right now? And maybe, you know, seeing, I don't like to say what action things you can do, but I would say what feels different about this person? How do I feel differently about myself as this me that I want to be, as opposed to what can I do to get that person? So let's say it's, oh, I have the body I want, that the person I want to be has a perfect body. And you go, okay, well, how can I find the feeling of what does it feel like to have a perfect, what does it feel like to be energized in my body and healthy in my body? Can I find that feeling right now? Because finding the feeling in the now is what projects it into your future. I talked a little bit about in my energy update, because of Martin Luther King Day, how he already knew that love was the most powerful transformational force. And I think that so much of us, we spend our lives not loving as much as we really can. And really trying to be conscious about how much love you're bringing to the table for yourself and for your life and for others, and even for the little things. This is appreciation. This is gratitude. That's a form of love as well. So I've read this quote and I have to read it again because I love it so much. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. And love is the force that we need to call forth this month. I find it ironic since it's February and it's, you know, hearts everywhere. And it's, you know, the Valentine's Day, even here in Amsterdam, they don't quite celebrate Valentine's Day, but I think they have enough expats, but there's like hearts everywhere. So that's a reminder of where can I bring love to the table today? Can I love breathing in air? Can I love the smell of a flower? Can I love waking up in the morning or the feel of my pillow on my bed? Finding something to love and appreciate is really going to help you expand that feeling. The other thing I'm hearing for this month is to be present about how you handle basic decisions. Making decisions on a daily basis. We make 1,000 decisions a day, but thinking about where am I making this decision from? Am I making it from my head? Am I making it because I should do this, because I have to do this? Or am I doing this because I'm inspired to do it, because I want to do it? There's, of course, going to be have-tos in life, paying bills, going to the DMV. You know, there's going to be those things. But we can make those things easy and in the flow, or we can make them hard. So they were talking to me a little bit about encouraging to feel your way to the way your day should flow, as opposed to thinking your way. Spoke about this yesterday on my show. I usually write a to-do list, and my to-do list is insane always. And I'm like, well, what feels best to do today? And I'm going to tell you, whenever I listen to that, those things go really well that day. I'm in the flow. I get the right person. I get the right employee that helps me. I get all, you know, when I try to force and make it all happen in my agenda, I'm stressed, I'm anxious, I'm irritated. So just thinking about that, because really, guys, your daily life, those moment-to-moment things are what make up your happiness. And if you're sort of irritated and agitated about all those little things, you're giving out toxic energy into your body. You know, you're not feeling good most of the time. So the real message here is think about in February, where can I feel good more of the time? Where can I really milk those moments of feeling good? So I feel good about February in general, but it is sort of this month where it's like, okay, we really got to sink our teeth into our spiritual work and really be diligent about taking care of ourselves and where we're putting our energy and how we're focusing it. Okay. So I hope that's helpful. So great. I'm so excited to take callers today. We have a lot of you on the line. I'm going to get to as many of you as I can. So I apologize if I have to cut you off, because sometimes I could spend 2 hours with people and sometimes I'm going to have to cut it short because I want to get to and be of service to as many of you as I can. I'm so excited. So let's get started. All right. First, we have Michael from Connecticut. Hi, Michael. It's been a long time.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
2 questions, I guess. Number one, I'd like to have more focus in my life. And secondly, okay, I guess a general reading.
Okay, I remember you saying this before around the focus. It's the word you use.
And the fascinating thing is that when I ask that question, I get different answers, each of which are fascinatingly useful.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, and what do you mean by focus?
Clarity.
Clarity.
Clear
okay.
Goals, clear outcomes, knowing exactly what those clear outcomes
okay.
are, increasing clarity as I perceive goals.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is I want to connect with my knowing.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to connect with my knowing around everything. I want to just know. And the knowing sometimes is, I don't know, but I feel good about this direction. This next thing is right. You know, so sometimes it's going to be not clear, but feel right. Does that make sense?
Totally.
So with the general thing I'm getting for you, Michael, and this is really interesting, is there's something that's knocking you out of your power as a creator. There's something that keeps knocking you out of your power, that keeps sort of derailing you. Are you aware of what this is?
Yes.
Okay. So that, would you like
well,
to talk
completely.
About that thing? Okay. So what do you perceive it to be?
Yeah, it's a conflict between conscious mind and deeper mind.
What it feels
and
like
I don't
to me
see
is
it enough because I'm too close to it.
Right, sure. What it feels like to me is there's a sort of attachment to it looking or being a certain way. And
okay. yeah.
And understanding that it's going to be bigger than your mind can imagine, that it's going to feel easier than you, because there's a little bit, you know, and I'm saying this to you because I resonate with it in myself. You have a little bit of a control freak like me personality. Like I want it to do it right and I want it to be perfect and I need it to, you know, and I get that because I'm very similar. And with this work, it's about, does it feel good and easy? Because for people like me and you that are type A and sort of like, I know how to do this, so let me do it the right way. There's an edge of anxiety, I almost want to say, around it.
Yes.
That instead of relaxing your way to it, you know, letting it go. It feels like your shoulders, you need to breathe a little deeper into your stomach, let your shoulders go and go, oh, there it is. That's how easy it is to get to it. I don't have to think my way there or fight my way there. It's already there calling me. I got to relax my way there, because your clarity and your knowing is always firing. You know, it's always firing and it feels like it's in your gut. It's just there in your gut and you doubt it. So when you doubt it, you go, okay, let me get back to that. And I literally almost see like putting your hands on your stomach, because there's such a deep core. You have a very deep emotional body, if that makes sense.
Okay.
That you sort of have detached from. You've compartmentalized it a little bit.
Yes, I have.
There's a removal. So I want you to get it, because that's where your knowing is in your emotional body. So you're like, I want to know, but don't feel too much because I can't handle all that, because I know, you know, I shut it, you know, you kind of shut it down a little bit.
Yeah, I had considerable trauma when I was younger.
That makes sense. And this is exactly what's coming up for people, is it is you needed to shut it down or you would have literally not survived, but now you're safe. So you got to open it back up, because that's where your knowing is. That's where your clarity is, and you're safe now.
Yeah. 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 This is good. This is really good.
Oh, good, Michael. Thank you so much. I hope and keep me posted on this, because this is something I think that you've been working on. And I love hearing when you have a breakthrough, when you go, oh, my God, I got it. You know, because I feel like you're right there. You're about to get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is all very useful. I'm going to listen to this again be sure I have good notes, because I couldn't write everything you said.
No, of course not. Always listen back. That's the best way. Thank you so much, Michael. Okay, next I have here Joy in Cape Cod. Hi, Joy.
Hi. Hi, it's been a while.
It sure has, but happy to hear your voice again.
Oh, same here. I have an itch.
Okay.
I've been doing all kinds of things around it, but it's still there. It moves around. I have to sit on my hand sometimes and not scratch. Anyway, that's my big.
I love this metaphor too of the itch. Do you know what I mean? Because metaphorically, it's like I have something that's not fulfilled, and I can't quite get to what it is.
I'm itching to get away from something and all that sort of stuff. To get somewhere.
Would you tell me what part of the body do you feel like it mostly appears?
Mostly my chest, the side of my chest, but under my belly.
Good. Because what they showed me was your heart chakra.
Oh.
Okay. So they showed me this heart chakra, and it feels like, because they showed me your chest, and so that's why I was like, okay, is it the heart? But I wanted to hear it from you first, you know, because I thought that would be a strange place to itch. When they showed me that, I was like, well, that's a strange place, you know, because usually it's like the back or, you know, something.
Well, sometimes in the back and whatever, but it's basically in the,
The front, this front part, which is where you protect yourself. And what it feels like to me is, it's really strange, is that your heart needs something. Your heart needs some attention. There's something in there that needs a calling to you, that's calling for, it's like a piece of you that's neglected, trying to get your attention. Okay? So do you want to, let's explore what that is really quick, okay?
Okay.
Okay. It feels like I don't know what to do with myself. There's something I'm supposed to be doing that's really meaningful, and I kind of don't know what it is.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Absolutely. I suppose if I was pressed, that was the answer I would give too.
Oh, good. Okay. So
I have been doing all kinds of work, and and not that it's coming to an end, but it's different. And there's something. Yes.
Yeah, and I think that there's this feeling of, I don't want to be like other people. I want to just be me, which I think is really good. Like you've always been that person that's like, oh, well, they have this and they have this, but that's done. You're like, I just want to do what's mine, what's for me, you know?
Yep.
So what I would do as an exercise is I would sit and go, I'm listening. What do you need? Listening. What do you need? And just start writing.
Okay.
Because that itch, it's trying to get your attention. Okay, I'm listening. I got you. What do you need?
Okay.
And you might have to do it a couple times. Okay, because
yeah,
I've
been doing that. Got a lot of stuff, but it's all, you know, it seemed to be one of these things that's got its fingers everywhere.
Sure, but you got to be, you know, I think it's really about my intention is to get to what I'm, my purpose and what I'm really itching to do.
Yeah.
And getting you out of, it feels like you've kind of gone through a hard time of like despair and some tough times. And so you're just getting out of that right now. So give yourself a little bit of a break. But, you know, I think that you're definitely ready to sort of start a new chapter as far as living a joyous life.
Okay.
Without carrying this stuff with you.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Next I have Emily in California. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Nadia.
Nice to speak with you, sweetie. I always love hearing your voice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So still working on calling in freedom and ease. Last week we spoke about that feeling of like someone cheering when their sports team wins.
Yes.
And I've been in that space a lot this week.
Great.
And I would love a general on love and money.
Okay. Love and money. Which one is?
Because they were really tied together for me, and it was this thing about them being the kryptonite and me shifting to being in my power in love.
So so this is what they're showing me. They're showing me that you've walked away from things that have taken you out of your power. And now you're like, now what do I do? That's what it feels like. You know what I mean? Like there's that sort of like, okay, they're not here anymore. Now what? Okay. Like so you feel like you're in like a waiting period a little bit. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like you're not in any of the toxic energy anymore. But so we need to start, like you said, calling in what it is that we want. So around, I'm going to tell you, even though you would think money would be top on the gag, the love is more. The love has more trigger for you, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Right. That makes sense right now. Yep.
Yeah, more than the money. It's almost like, well, if I have the love, I can deal with the money. It's like I can deal with the money stuff. That makes sense to me. But the love stuff, it really gets you on a different core level. There is still sort of a negative attachment either to someone or something that's sort of keeping you back that you've walked away, but what did you take with you? Relationship wise.
What did I take with me?
Are you still wanting someone from the past? Is there still sort of a...
There's a little bit of that, yep.
Okay, okay. So that's what it feels like. There's still an attachment to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that needs to be... I don't want to say... Listen, do you know the cutting the cord exercise? Dee and I have been doing this since the beginning of time. Yes. So the cutting the cord, it works, but I sometimes have to do it like 5 times. Especially with somebody, because it feels like this person really got connected to your wounding. And when someone really gets connected to your wounding, it's really hard to kind of let them go because they feel like a part of you. It's very strange.
Yep.
Because they're showing me
totally
that this person's energy, you tend to attract people that drain you. And what they're showing me is you're going to start your wishes will start being fulfilled when you start realizing that you need people that fill your cup. You need and money to fill your cup. You need love to fill your cup, not drain it. So that's the perspective going forward. But there's just this little bit of like, you attract men that drain, take energy, not give.
Yeah.
So that's the big difference moving forward. But they're showing me wishes fulfilled. They give me this image. I can't explain it, but it's like a cornucopia with light shining on it. Whenever somebody's like, no, your wishes are already fulfilled. You just got to move away from that energy is thinking of that full glass of like, that's what everything I do fills me up. Doesn't drain me. Moving forward.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And that feels good. Right. So that right in that moment, you just got in alignment with it. Cause you just felt what I said. You felt with those words. Very good. Yes.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Emily.
Love you.
Love you. Bye, Mama. Next I have Katie in New York. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you, sweetie?
Okay. So, it's good news. So I actually applied for this job and actually two companies contacted me about the same job and the job, I had no idea. I didn't read it. The job is paying like $100. I didn't see the pay part. But anyway, the job is paying. When the lady mentioned it, she was like, oh, yeah, well, it pays in the low 100s. I'm like, really?
You're like, what?
You know? Yeah. I'm like, really? So I went and looked at the ad, and it says it pays like up to $125,000. I'm like, wow. And, okay, so amazing. I'm glad I was able to attract that. So I have to, you know, interview and see if they're even interested and things like that. But what came up for me was a lot of just fears and like worthiness issues all of a sudden.
It's so funny you say that because I sat here and you were talking and I thought,
yes,
she's starting to know her value. And this is where we don't want you to go backwards because you're by attracting a job like that, I get chills. You're like, there, that's my value. Yes, that feels great. That feels on the money. And then you go, what about if not good enough? And what if I don't get that? You know, and then the old story starts to take over. But I'm like, no, stop. That's why I stopped you because it's an evidence that you've shifted, that this is a new paradigm now that you're attracting and how wonderful that is. And this is your new level. So I always tell people it's so challenging because it's so easy to get insecure out there. Whether you're dating or job interviewing, it's so easy. You know, my husband works for eBay and they're letting go of people and hiring people. And I was talking to my husband because he went through this a year ago when he lost his job and he goes, God, I remember I have so much empathy interviewing people now because I went through it. Right. And I said, yeah, but I go, what's the biggest difference? And he goes, the biggest difference is I want the person that I'm interviewing to be the person. And I wish I had known that.
Wow.
You see what I mean? I'm like, please be the person I want to hire.
Right.
I need people. Please be the right person. So when someone's interviewing you, that's what they're hoping you're that person. They're not
right
looking
person.
For you to
right.
fail. Yes. So knowing that they're looking for me.
Right.
They're looking
right.
for me. I bring fun energy to the office. I am a hoot to be around. Everyone loves being around me and I do great job and I'm honest. But like what I feel like your superpower is, Katie, is that you just bring a really fun energy. And that is people want to be around that.
Yeah. I totally agree. I got an A in a class. We didn't do any work. He didn't really give us any work, but he loved me and my friend's laughter and our personality. And he told
us. But that's part of your value. That's, you're an uplifter by being you.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so knowing
right.
that it's not just the work you do, it's the human being you're bringing to the table. And she's
right.
worth $125,000 a year.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to say these things, repeat these things. So, okay. So I realized it's like my inner child has this, these beliefs I have, I guess, about worthiness came from just saying my mother. She sure. has this loyalty to her, or like she has a fear of being abandoned. Like she is afraid
sure.
of, say, having wealth because she thinks her mother won't love her or her mother doesn't want her to have it. And it's
sure.
like, I'm like, well, I'm an adult now. Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to like coax her out of that. And
well,
I want to
you know
just
how
be free
you do
of that.
That. You know how you do that? You get free of it and show her how fun it is over there. That's how you call
okay.
her. Is you teach through your example, not your words, right?
Right, you know, right, yes.
So go thrive and go, Mom, look, nothing bad happened. I'm doing awesome. Come over here. This is much more fun. Like,
okay.
Come over here. This is
okay.
much more fun. Come this way. You know, when my son is upset and I look at sort of the older generation this way, because I feel like we go back to being toddlers or three-year-olds as we get older. When my son is upset about something, I'm like, look over here. Like I just distract him with like something more fun. I'm like, I see you're sad and
uh-huh.
that's great, but why don't we play with this train? This new train is awesome. Like, you know, it's like distracting them with something that's going to bring them joy and fun. And I think with your mom, you can't force this. This is
well,
her.
Well, let me know, it's with my inner child. Like
well,
I'm trying
no,
to convince
well, and,
my
and,
inner child.
But it's like you learned this
yeah.
from your mom. You learned this. You
yeah.
saw this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so you tell mm-hmm. your inner child, honey, that ain't no fun. Look at it. This one over here. Your inner child saying to you, this sucks. I don't like any of this. I don't believe any of this. I feel like her voice is more, you know, is actually coaxing you in the right direction. Like, why do I don't want to believe that? I don't want to be like her. I don't want to do any of that. Like, I feel like you had a little more attitude as a little girl.
Right,
and
I
you're,
did.
And you're
I
letting
did.
On.
No, I was very sassy. I was,
that's
but I guess
like.
Eventually... I guess no, and I always
you
was like
broken,
talking to her
yeah,
like
you got broken like a horse. You got broken like a horse.
Yes,
Sure.
So
sure.
you said, but basically, to convince myself, show myself, having abundance is way
yeah, you
better.
Tell that little girl, honey, we don't have any fun that way because that little girl just wants to have fun.
Yes.
And that's
I bought
the big
your money
too.
Thing too. I
yeah.
have your money. Your
oh,
money,
you have my money. Oh, good. The workbook.
Yes, I have it. So I'm working with that. Okay, well, thank you. I'm going
to
say this
luck.
To myself.
To
and I'll let
please email me
thank
when
you
get
thank
a job.
I will. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye. Next I have Susan, Niagara Falls. Hi, Susan. Long time no talk.
Right. No. I was just wondering, too, on relationships, because I've been dreaming about them a lot lately.
Oh, good. That's really good sign. Very
it is.
Thought.
Well, mostly they've been past relationships. I've been wondering, why am I dreaming about these people in my
well,
past?
What was the feeling in the dream, like the overall feeling about these people in the dream?
Well, they were people that I didn't have very good relationships with,
mm-hmm.
so I wanted to get away from them.
In the dream?
Yeah.
Okay, so then that the sign of that is, I'm still wanting to get away from a relationship a little bit. So that dream is giving you an indication. Dreams are great ways of telling you where your vibration is. So if your vibration is, I'm thinking about past people I'm getting away from, that means that's still active. That means that I'm still afraid of getting in a relationship that I'm going to want to get out of.
Okay.
You know,
and
so
then one other thing too mm-hmm. is I was in a relationship, well, not really in a relationship, but there was a relationship way back when I was 17 that I wanted to be in that
mm-hmm.
I denied myself because of my religion. And then I started looking for him this last year and then found out that,
yeah.
Yeah, found out that he had passed away. And I thought to myself, well, maybe that means that energy out there, that person has been with me all this time and is probably, you know, trying to direct me to something
Well, your person, you know, and this is, goes for everybody, your person, your inner being is taking you to your person every single day in small ways. So it's really about you letting go. And so when we're 17, you know, and I think it's when you go back to somebody at 17, it's like there's a purity. There's no damage yet. There's no wounding yet around relationships. You haven't been heartbroken and cheated on and, you know, or whatever it is. You know what I mean? So when you're 17, there's a purity of liking or loving somebody that we kind of, you know, changes as we get older. But now your capacity to love is deeper, Susan. So, but really going, I'm complete with every relationship I've ever had, and I'm really willing to let in the person that feels that pure to me like it did when I was 17, you know, that pure connection, that pure soul connection, not with all the drama and everything you've been trying to get away from. Because when we're focused on trying to get away from something, obviously we can't allow something in.
Yeah, well, I feel like the last dreams that I've had, which were of my ex, I just found out that he's dying of Lou Gehrig's disease. So, you know, there's been a lot of talk about that. So I think that's where those dreams are coming from.
Well, but, you know, the dreams are always still a match to what you're vibrating. And I think that you really want somebody. And I think that's part of your desires. You're like, I'm really ready. I really want somebody in my life now. I'm ready to bring somebody in. And I think that's part of the dreams as well, is that desire.
Yeah.
But, oh, all I brought in is this stuff that I don't want. So, okay,
yeah,
you know.
I want to bring something in that I want.
That's right, girl. We all do. I totally understand. Yeah, so really opening up to that pure feeling of love that 17-year-old guy sort of evoked in you. Not all the drama that you went through the years after. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank
you so
much.
I don't need the drama anymore.
No, exactly.
Rid of the drama.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you, Susan.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay, next, I have Phyllis in New Mexico. Hi, Phyllis.
Hey. Hey, Nadia. How are you?
Good. What can I do for you today?
Good. Yeah, I think I'll go for the general today.
Cool. Great.
Cool.
Sure. Sounds great. Okay, for Phyllis today. Okay, so the first thing I want to say is you are on your path, so don't worry so much about all the things that being perfect, because you are on your path, and to trust yourself a little bit more. Sometimes being on your path doesn't look like fireworks. It just feels like, oh, this is the next right thing, and this is the next right thing, and this is the next right thing. Does that make sense? It almost feels calm.
What
you know
is
what
the
I mean?
Word
I,
you're saying? X-ray? X-ray?
The next right thing.
I was hearing X-ray, okay.
Oh, it's so funny. Well, that's funny because, you know, you see through things in that way. So
yeah.
It feels like there are
okay.
that, like, your path is sort of lighting up for you, but it's not as fast as you want it to be.
Okay, thank you.
So if you want to speed it up, which I feel like you do, I want to, what you need to do is be like, okay, like, do you, because it's interesting to me because they just sort of showed me they showed me something, I don't want to say negative, but a little not open around love. So do you know what this is?
Well, I'm dealing with my mother's, my brother's death, and a lot of things are triggering me. And I just, I'm working on forgiveness, but it seems like every little thing I see gives me this pain, everything, some little thing on
there's
TV.
There's a heart thing. Sure. So what's the pain? Can you tell me about it a little bit? Can you give it words for me?
Oh, I think it's just guilt and shame. Like, should I have been doing something before this?
Well, and I think that's why they're like, no, you did the best you could. No, you're on your path. No, it's all good.
Okay.
You know, and I think that was the overall message that they wanted to give you. But I want to go to when you experience loss, that regret seems to come up for a lot of people. And, you know, for me, I know that when people are on the other side, they don't care, first of all. Second of all, they're not the same energy they were here. Everything that's positive about them stays, but everything that's negative is gone. So when you want to connect with anybody that passed, so the guilt and the shame, those are really low vibrations, right?
Oh, yeah.
And those are beating yourself over the head, self-judgment things. So the pain in your heart is you're thinking something that is so not in alignment with the truth that your inner being knows that you literally feel pain in your heart.
Oh, wow.
I like that idea of
seeing my mother and my brother for all the positive, whatever.
Because that's who they
positive.
Are now. Yeah, well, but
yeah,
because
the
that's who they
energy.
Are now. Yeah, and they see where who they were, and the lower vibration is gone now. And you know, and
wow.
by the way, it's okay to be like, good, they're gone, I'm done. Okay, like, good, I don't have to deal with them again. That's an okay feeling to have.
Yeah.
That's absolutely valid, you know.
And trust me, I've had that.
And that's good. That's fine. And what it's really about is, you know, they were miserable people, you know, that made people miserable. But now they're free, and they're not miserable anymore, right? So, if you want peace, it's just about you and what you want. I don't care about them. They're fine. It's about you and what's going to help give you peace.
Oh yeah, yeah. That I felt something shift with that because I think I saw their souls when I was younger, but it's like hitting a brick wall trying to get
because
in there
of what
with
is.
Them. So,
yeah, well, because you kept looking, you kept trying to get blood from a rock, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
instead of
yeah.
that's who they are, and it has nothing to do with me. There's nothing to do with me. Who they are has nothing to do with me. And everything they said to me that was horrible or did to me that was horrible was because they hated themselves so bad. You know, but unfortunately, you got that too. You just put it inward, not outward.
Yeah, I have to share a quote from my mother's sister that, you know, I never knew my mother's sister, but she said about my mother, well, that's what she does. I thought that was just a very Southern, well, that's what she does.
That's what she does. But Phyllis, you don't have to, you know, I have a lot of friends and a lot of clients that have had really abusive childhoods, like really horribly abusive people that were supposed to love and trust them, their mother, their fathers, their close family.
Right.
And I think it's really challenging for anybody who's been through anything like that. But at the same time, you didn't turn into that person. So that's a testament to your spirit and who you are. So if you can get in touch with, I want to be I'm free now. I don't have to see myself the way they saw me. I get to decide now. And I want to see myself like my inner being sees me, like Source sees me.
Oh, wow,
because, honey, you got to stop carrying around their rocks now. They ain't here anymore.
Yep.
You know?
That's for sure.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, very, very helpful.
Bit?
I felt a shift.
It's a lot. It's
a
lot,
shift.
Phyllis. You know?
Yeah.
And you can get through this. You're right where you need to be. Just keep going. Don't give up. You're right where you need to be. Okay.
Thanks, Tahi.
Right. Thank you, Phyllis.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. It's so hard. So much. I could spend so much time with all of you. Next, I have Arlene, Colorado. Hi.
Hi. Thank you. You know, I'm calling on behalf of a beloved friend of mine, Maureen, who has come to visit in Colorado from Canada. And she already had some health challenges. And since she's been here, she's gotten really, I guess we could just call it sick, is debating whether to go to the ER. I think she's become dehydrated, et cetera, or just head for lower ground first. Any insight you can share on this would be great.
Okay, so first of all, what's her most dominant symptom?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
She has really most of the symptoms of altitude sickness, you know, couldn't sleep.
That's what I was going to say. It feels to me like it's like a passing thing. Like it's not a, but she's already not 100% balanced. So it's just hitting her really hard. And I'm not a doctor.
Exactly.
I'm not a doctor,
I know.
But I'm just telling you, this is what I'm intuitively feeling, that it's nothing life-altering that's going to hurt her and harm her permanently. It feels like I feel like I got hit by a bus and I can't really breathe really well and I have a huge headache and I'm exhausted. You know, And it's real. Altitude
right.
sickness is real. I've had it. It's real, people. It feels like you got the flu.
I know.
It's not good. Okay. It's real.
Yeah, especially
if she wasn't feeling good. But this is also, I think that if we want to look at energetically for Maureen, what is she running from? What's at home that she doesn't want to be there?
Okay. Uh-huh.
I would ask that question.
All right. Uh-huh.
Because it's almost like, and there's also a feeling of she has a lot of emotions, but she's not fully expressing. And there's sadness and there's depression and there's fear that she needs to express. Okay?
Right. Okay.
In a couple of days when she's over the altitude sickness, they're showing me 48 hours. I'm seeing 48 hours.
48 hours.
A lot of water. If you can get her some electrolytes, just making sure she's eating and just taking it super easy.
Yeah, she's been vomiting and hasn't been able to keep much down, even water. So
again, if she is not eating and more than and drinking water for more than 24 hours, obviously go to the hospital. But I just don't feel like that's what's going to happen. But that's just my feeling.
Okay.
Why
so
does
more
she
than
not want it? And I would ask her, why does she not want to? I mean, and this is a hard question to ask people. It feels like she's more resistant than maybe you are around this work. So why does she not want to take care of herself? Why does she not want to help? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it almost feels like she's fighting getting better. I don't know why. It's just there's something, either want an excuse to stay there. I don't know. It feels, again, like there's something she doesn't want to go back to.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. That's a lot. All
right.
All right. Hopefully that's helpful. Let me know about that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Nadia.
Thanks, Arlene. No problem.
Okay.
Next, I have Maria, San Francisco. Hello.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. Yes, I'm back now.
So last week I called regarding my health and the death of a parent trying to deal with family, and you said to be more
and
like
your
Jesus.
Sibling. Be like Jesus, girl, I remember. With your siblings, right?
Yes. And so I left them.
They were bullying you and all of that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hard to breathe, honestly. I left a note trying to be really helpful and give them information they were asking for. Instead, the one that's the most bully manipulated every single word I said and used it against me. Sent me a bunch of messages. I decided after a whole day of dealing with that just to let it be and focus on what I needed to have done. But I still need to deal with that, especially coming up this week and going forward. And so I'm trying to figure out.
Well, what I mean, let me just clarify really quick. When I say be like Jesus, what did Jesus do? What Jesus did was, no matter what you do, I'm not going to take it on as mine. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And what ends up happening with, and I get it. It's really easy to get sucked in, but I think that Maria, you have a little bit of, you get stuck in a victim place. So you keep attracting, oh, look, I'm the victim again. And they can smell it. Do you know what I'm saying? When you are not in your power, bullies know. And they take advantage. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This sounds insane what I'm about to tell you, but I'm going to say this. I'm living in Amsterdam, and the Dutch are very aggressive and blunt. And the kids are very bully. It's kind of like every man for himself. It's very rough, harsh culture. And when you go to the doctor, you have to be in your power or else they will walk all over you. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's how it feels with your family. And Jesus, like, I'm going to be a good person whether you are or not, because that's who I am. And if you want to be an asshole, that's up to you. You see what I'm saying? And what's happening is you're still in this position where they have a lot of power over the way you feel. And you need to go, you want to be a bitch? Be angry. Mm-hmm. Hey, I was pretty clear. Sorry you didn't understand. Done. Detach yourself. Don't get sucked in, because they're pulling you in. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and
yeah.
And or, because when you try to logic back, you lose. Do you know why? Because you're using logic back with them. Well, I said this, it's so clear. And you know what I mean? Right? You're using, like, how can you not understand? I wrote this. It makes sense. It makes, right? Be with me. Yeah. And they come back with you irrational because they're not rational.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're looking, they're expecting you to be in a certain role. And so you need to stop being in that role. The question is, what can you do differently, right? And it starts with,
well,
go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm trying to figure out where I should move because I know I shouldn't be living here anymore, but also how to best make the decisions we need to make regarding my mother and choosing her photo and separating property.
Well, all of this stuff is logistical. What I'm talking about is an energetic thing for you. You need to find a way to get into your power, Maria. If you do not get into your power, they're going to mow over you and make all the decisions without you. Or whatever you say, they're going to disagree with. So whatever it takes to get you in your power, and what I mean by that is whatever you say, and this is going to sound counterintuitive, okay, because it's really hard to love your brother and your siblings right now because they're being jerks. So opening your heart and going, hey, guys, I'm a sensitive person. You can throw whatever you want at me. I'm not going to take it on anymore. I'm done. I'm done with participating in the way that – you don't have to say this out loud. And I asked you, I told you to have those psychic conversations with them. Did you do that?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Did you see any change?
Yes, I did. And then – sorry?
I would keep doing it.
Oh, okay.
If you didn't see a change, I would keep doing it. I would do it again. But it's about – what it feels to me is they're responding to your victim energy. If you're in a victim energy at all, it's like they pounce on you. So if you can check yourself and be like, can I find my power? I can be in pain and not fully healthy and still in my power. Does that make sense? Because that's your key, Maria. Once you're in your power, all anything that's around this victim energy is going to disappear. You will start being treated differently, but you got to start treating you differently and you got to start being different. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yes. And this is not easy work. This is tough work from where you are. Okay. But you got, it's kind of go time right now because you're in a corner and you kind of got to do it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're more powerful than you're letting yourself be. And you know that because you don't feel good. And you know that because you feel frustrated and irritated and angry, you know, and you're sick of it. So you can use that. Thank you, Maria. And again, I know it's, I'm trying to give like the 3-minute Roto-Rooter version. You know what I mean? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Maria.
Thank you.
Next I have Iris in Philly. Hi, Iris.
Hi, great to talk with you. I want to update you and then hoping for a general. So,
okay.
Went to look at many more apartments last week.
Great.
And I think it's getting better because we're finding things that were definitely more promising.
So you did that like calling in our apartment. We're ready. We're ready for the new place. Excited about the new place.
Yes. Yeah. And we found something that I was actually really excited about. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is really exciting. And it's just like not going to work. It's like way too far.
It's not the right one, but it's close and you're getting warm. This is what I used to tell my husband. We're getting warm. We're getting warm.
Yeah.
That's it. You're getting warm, honey. That's good news.
Okay. I found something
I got excited about. It's not the only thing. It's a little too far.
Right.
So...
yeah,
we're getting warm because I just found something I like. That's good. Okay, so.
Yes, news. Yeah.
That's good
and,
news.
Okay,
go ahead.
And thank you for tuning me on to the Byron Katie stuff. I've been spending some time looking into that this week.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, I'm going to order the book from the library.
Yeah, she's badass, dude. She's badass. They're taking me at generally. They're actually taking me to your boyfriend. So we're going to go to him right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So do me a favor, and you don't have to share his name if you don't want to, but if you would give me the month and day of his birthday.
Sure. He's Scorpio. He's November 7th or 6th okay. or 7th. Sorry.
Okay, great. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's fine. Okay. So what I feel from him is he's actually sort of he has an attachment. He gets very attached to things. Okay.
Okay.
So there's sort of like he doesn't like change. You're a little bit more go with the flow-ish. Like you could – Uh-huh. You're one of those people I feel like I could travel. He feels a little more like he doesn't like change. So it feels like there's a little resistance coming from him, especially around moving. Uh-huh. There's something around the move that he has resistance around. So I just wanted to sort of, go ahead.
Well, when that makes sense, because when we looked at the other the place it was in, the neighborhood was so far away, it was like a different city. Like Philly's just laid out that way where, you know.
Right.
And
LA's like that
I was like, I was like, great, fresh start. I need to shake some stuff up, like clearly.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it in the city. Why not? Right.
Yeah.
He's like, no.
Yeah, he's it made him sad. Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm like, I'll never see my friends. They won't drive 20 minutes.
Yeah, he has a stronger attachment to where you are. Than you do.
Right.
And I would just point it out to him. What are the things you love about being here? What are the things that you're attached to? Because those are the things that are sort of mucking up or slowing it down a little bit. Because it feels like you're a lot clearer. It feels like you're clear, but you guys are co-creating.
Right. Yes. That, you know, we have to both be excited about this one.
You've got to both be excited. Now, I will tell you, my best friend reminded me when my husband and I were looking for houses and we're selling our house in L.A., he's like, you got to take over the vibration. Your husband's way too anxious about this. I'm like, I got to take it over. I got to Bogart you, and I'm going to take it over, right? So you can do that, but I don't feel like that's necessary. I feel like it's really about getting him clear on what's important to him about where you are. So you can really be on the same page. Yeah.
Great.
Thank you so much, Iris. Thank you.
Thank you, Nadia. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Bye.
I think I have time for one more person. Let's see. Kathy from Illinois. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Happy Sunday. I'm good.
Yes.
I'd like a general with a focus on money and abundance.
Money and abundance, girl. Let's see what we got from Miss Kathy. What Kathy needs now. Okay. Good news. You're doing work. You're starting to know who you are. You're starting to understand that you deserve it. They're saying it's working. You're shifting. Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going. Don't give up the hope. The key, like I was saying earlier to, I believe it was Katie, you must know your value. And your value isn't a dollar amount, but your value is, I'm a good person. Do you know what I mean? I'm bringing something to the table. I deserve this. I'm a generous person. I love to give because he feels to me like the more you have, the more you give.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what a beautiful energy. And that's how you want to call it in. My value is the more I get, the more I receive. And I understand the flow of money and I'm ready for more money to flow in. And because it just feels like you're just a little tweaking, Kathy, a little tweaking and you'll be right there. But you're doing very good work.
Terrific.
Keep it up. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Guys, thank you so much for having me on Dee's show today. I love being with you. I feel like I could be here 2 hours. Love to hear from you guys. I do have my own show. I only do it monthly, the first Saturday of every month. Same as Dee's, same on Blog Talk, but it's Intuition by Nadia. So it's blogtalkradio.com/intuitionbynadia. You can also find me at intuitionbynadia.com. I also do private sessions. So many blessings, and I look forward to chatting with you all another time. Have a wonderful February.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN,
Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.